Good morning. It is July 21st, 2016. The time is 5:45 a.m. Eastern Time here in upstate New York, southern tier of upstate New York, where I live and reside. This morning, on this Thursday morning, and we have our cardinal friend out flying around in the trees there. Yep, good morning, Mr. Cardinal. And I'm on a day off. I took a day off today. Got something I got to do this morning. We've had a guest here, my daughter's roommate from her college days. She's been out of college for a year now. She visited us here for the last week, and I'm taking her back to the airport along with my daughter to send her off. She's heading back down to Washington, D.C. So I'm taking a day off up early, but I'm here to do this audio, but out here on the back porch with the morning cup of coffee, where it is no fog this morning as I look out over the cornfield there up onto the hill. But this morning it's a nice cool 50 degrees Fahrenheit, which is 10 degrees centigrade, and that's nice. It's gonna get a little hotter as the day goes on, and the lawn's still looking nice from the mowing the other day. It still looks like I love a nice short tight grass cut lawn. It just it's really nice, and the way it goes back and borders the cornfield there on the back, it's just a pleasant view. But what I wanted to talk about this morning got pushed off to the side. I got a Facebook thing I want to talk about, but maybe I'll do that tomorrow. But some news came out yesterday about Twitter. Twitter is now, you can apply for a verified Twitter account. They reopened it, folks. I think I heard somebody say they closed it down in 2009 when it was overwhelming. But you can get the little blue check mark, or a little blue tick as they call it, next to your name by just filling out an application that I will have a link to that application over there on Twitter, but I think you can find it by just putting verified account. All the articles that I read yesterday on it when I got home after the day job had links to it, so I'll put a link into it if you don't know already. But yeah, they're reopening it, so you don't have to. I've been sending tweets here for the last several years to try and get a verified account to @verified, and I guess that account's been sort of closed. If you look at the last tweet that they tweeted, I guess it hasn't really been active. There have been some people verified since 2009, but the application process that they had initially was so overwhelming, I guess, they shut it down. But it's reopened from what the news is saying, and when you're submitting a request to be able to complete the form, your account must have the following: a verified phone number. Okay, I got that. A confirmed email. I'm working on that. I tried reconfirming last night, wouldn't go. I think the servers are overdue. A bio, a profile picture, check. A heading photo. Yeah, I have one. A birthday for your account, check. A website. Yes, I have that. And Twitter set as public in Twitter privacy settings. So if you have your Twitter account set to private, you're not going to apply. So they reopened it, and I think if it doesn't go through, I think you can wait 30 days. Nothing, you know, it's not the end of it. You just wait 30 days, and I guess you can reapply again after that. It does say though, when Twitter may ask for a piece of identification, such as like a passport, a driver's license. I don't know if I'd scan my passport and send it to Twitter, but I think I would scan my driver's license. I've used it on other things for security reasons and stuff like that. So Twitter, they've been around. I think they're pretty solid for the most part. It would verify who I'm at. So I'm working on it. I don't think I'm going to get, I may or may not get one. Who knows? The application is open, so there's always a chance. It seems like it's a better chance in continuing the the tweets to the verified Twitter account, at verified on Twitter, which I have had fun doing, posting that, and sort of like winning the lottery. You know you're not going to win, but you know, you post it, maybe there might be a chance, and for a little while you can daydream, oh, I'm going to have a verified account, just like when you buy a lottery ticket, you can, or a Mega Millions ticket here in New York State, to where you can dream for, until the drawing, that, oh, if I won that Mega Million jackpot, you know, what would I do? So, not that a verified Twitter account is in the same league, because... But it's something new, something interesting, and something that just came out yesterday afternoon. Yesterday, on all the social media news feeds there, and I was pretty excited to see it. And I will probably be looking into it. So I started the process, or tried looking at the process last night, and like I said, my email, I redid my email verification, and I'm waiting for the email right now. Just saying, I tried resending it, so it could be an overwhelming surge there on the Twitter servers as far as receiving a boatload of emails there. So that's what I have to say in my audio for today. If nothing else comes up, I'll probably be talking about Facebook tomorrow, because... got some interesting things on that concerning how I'm looking at Facebook. But like I said, today it's to drive our guest that we've had, my daughter's guest, I should say, back to the airport, where she's going to be going back to Washington, to where she works and whatnot. And then probably come home and take an afternoon nap. You know, it's always good to take a day off to where you can take an afternoon nap. And whatnot. So, but I'm getting a good start to the day. It's nice sitting here this morning on the back porch, listening to the birds. And our cardinal friend sort of scooted away. Probably went across the street there. He comes over occasionally. We used to have a cardinal that used to come out here. What do we call him? Now, he had this red arrow star that he used to peck away at the mirror. I think he thought it was another cardinal or something. You know, just he was looking at himself, but he looked at the big red van as a competitor. I think cardinals are territorial in a sense, because it seems like I go for a walk about every other house. Oh, okay, he's next door. Okay. And we do have a female. There's a pair that fly around here that I have seen some baby cardinals as far as over the years. So that's one of the many birds version. What do we have? We have robins, cardinals. I've seen blue jays. I've seen orioles. We've had the Baltimore Orioles come through. Sparrows, chickadees, crows, of course, and doves. And I've even seen seagulls out there in the cornfield before it's plowed, or after it's plowed, actually, because... yeah, we do get seagulls. I think they migrate through. This back cornfield is a big gathering. Oh, and geese. The Canadian geese. We get them out there in the cornfield, because it's a big stopover for a lot of transient bird life that is flying south for the winter, so to speak, or else north after to go return back to the plains up there in Canada. So I'm going to finish my coffee here, and you all have a good one. Check out the verified account page. I'll have the link, like I said, is in down below, above the comment section, whatever we call that box there, where you put the tags, and check it out. You all have a good one. Live life. Have fun. Ciao for now, and as always, peace.